Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Philosophers, theologians, and just plain people through the ages have wondered what kind of being God is. Is he simply the man upstairs, as some so flippantly refer to God? Is he merely a principle, an idea, the unmoved mover of Aristotle? Dr. Paul Tillich, the influential liberal German theologian, called him the ground of all being. New Agers and other occultists speak of God as the All, the Absolute. Do any of these concepts agree with what the Bible teaches about the nature of God and about His nearness to fallen men? Paul's powerful little epistle to the Colossians speaks of Christ as being God's dear Son, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Colossians 1:15. My friends, if you want to know what God is like, or better, whom God is like, you must know Jesus Christ, the image of the invisible God. The word image comes from the Greek eikon, from which we get our English word icon. The Greek word means the exact representation and manifestation. The Hebrew writer uses the word image in speaking of Christ's relationship to God. But the Greek word is different from the one Paul used. The Hebrew writer calls Jesus the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. Hebrews 1:3. According to both Colossians and Hebrews, Jesus is exactly like God. Would it be correct to say that the more one knows about Christ, the more one knows about God? The Apostle John writes of our Lord, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:1-2, and 14. John further affirms, "No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him." John 1:18. The word declared means to explain, to reveal, to make known. Jesus Christ draws out the meaning of the Father and reveals Him to man. Do you understand why I said a moment ago that the more you know about Jesus Christ, the more you know about God? On one occasion, Jesus said to His disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto the Lord, "We do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by Me. If you had known Me, you should have known the Father. And from henceforth you know Him and have seen Him." Philip says unto the Lord, "Show us the Father, and it will suffice us." Jesus says unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not known Me, Philip?" Now listen, please. "He who has seen Me has seen the Father. And how can you say then, 'Show us the Father'?" John 14:1-9. There are two expressions in this reading which deserve our attention. Jesus said, "If you had known Me, you would have known the Father." He also said, "He who has seen Me has seen the Father." My friends, thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless and keep you.